The public inquest into the death of a University of Victoria student who overdosed on fentanyl in her dorm room is set to start April 28 in Burnaby. Sydney McIntyre Starco was an 18-year-old, first-year general sciences student who loved to play board games with family, read fantasy books, and craft and build furniture, according to a website set up by her family. She died on January 29, 2024, in what her loved ones say was a preventable incident. Her parents called for a coroner's inquest, saying their daughter died after a delay in administering naloxone and starting CPR. Larry Marzinczyk will be the presiding coroner for the inquest that begins April 28 at 9:30 a.m. at the Burnaby Coroner's Court. He and a jury will hear evidence from witnesses under oath to determine the facts surrounding this death, the province said in a news release. Records published online reveal that on January 23, 2024, McIntyre Starco and another student collapsed onto their dorm floor just after 6:30 p.m. after they were exposed to fentanyl. A third student who was also impaired managed to call 911 and tell an operator they needed emergency help. It took more than 7 minutes to dispatch paramedics, according to the records. At the same time, campus security was also called. They arrived in less than 3 minutes to find McIntyre Starco and the second student, unconscious, and in respiratory distress, yet waited 9 more minutes to administer naloxone and 12 minutes to provide CPR. Campus security working that night were not made aware of the overdose that occurred on January 20. After obtaining witness statements and a 911 call through Freedom of Information requests shortly after her death, McIntyre Starco's parents said they were confident the university and 911 operator could have saved their daughter's life if they had acted differently. The jury will have the opportunity to make recommendations, though a jury must not make any finding of legal responsibility or express any conclusion of law. A coroner's inquest is a non-fault-finding public inquiry to determine the facts related to a death, including the identity of the deceased and how, when, where and by what means the individual came to their death, as well as a classification for the death. It can also make recommendations to prevent death in similar circumstances, and ensure public confidence that the circumstances surrounding a death will not be overlooked, concealed or ignored.